Hi everyone, I'm Marcus, and I'm a professional ski instructor. Today, I'm going to share some insights about skiing in a place that is highly synonymous with the outdoor pursuit, the resort town of Aspen, Colorado. People often assume Aspen was always a holiday destination, or perhaps started out based around farming, but actually, it was silver mining that first brought settlers here in the late 19th century. You can still see the historic Victorian buildings from that era downtown.
Of course, nowadays, people come for the winter sports. The snow here is legendary. You might think it's purely down to the high altitude, which is definitely a factor, but what truly creates that perfect dry powder we are famous for is the surprisingly low humidity we get in this region. It makes the snow incredibly light.
Because it's such a prestigious resort, Aspen is definitely synonymous with wealth and glamour. The media loves to focus on the celebrities who holiday here. However, for those of us who live here year-round, it's the strong sense of community that makes it so special, rather than the famous faces. People look out for each other here.
If you're coming to Aspen to learn to ski, getting the right equipment is crucial. When beginners ask for advice on gear, they usually expect me to say they should invest heavily in the latest skis or a thick jacket. Instead, I always insist that getting properly fitted boots is where they should spend their money. If your feet hurt, your whole day is ruined.
Aspen actually consists of four distinct mountains, each offering something different. Many advanced skiers head straight for the steep cliffs to show off, while novices tend to stick to the wide, groomed trails. For my own personal skiing, though, the tree runs are absolutely where I spend most of my time. They offer such a peaceful, quiet challenge away from the crowds.
While you're out there, you're completely surrounded by nature. In the summer, you have to be careful of black bears, but during the winter ski season, those are hibernating. Instead, you're much more likely to spot elk wandering right near the edge of the snowy slopes. It's always a majestic sight.
Obviously, you can't ski every single day without getting exhausted. If you want a day off the mountain, there's plenty to do. The high-end shopping boutiques get a lot of foot traffic, but I find that the art galleries offer a much more enriching afternoon. We have some incredible exhibitions in town.
Now, it's no secret that the ski industry uses a lot of energy, so environmental sustainability is a massive priority here. They've put recycling bins everywhere, of course, but the biggest ecological impact comes from the fact that the ski lifts are now entirely run on wind power. It's a great step forward for the resort.
Working in a ski town means adapting to the seasons. When the snow melts, the tourists change, and some ski instructors take up restaurant work to get by. I wanted to stay outdoors, so I decided to get certified in mountain biking, so I teach that all summer long until the snow returns.
Looking ahead, Aspen continues to evolve to meet the needs of its residents and guests. There were rumours about another luxury hotel going up near the mountain base, but the town council actually approved a state-of-the-art fitness centre for local athletes instead. It's an exciting time to be here, and I hope you all get to visit someday.